Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America, as well as all around the world via the internet and via the satellite. Now, I want to remind everybody that a special shout out, as always, goes out first to our active duty military, our veterans, also to our EMS and firefighters, and let's not forget our police officers, our hospital and ER workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those working to keep us free and safe. Now, along the way, we want to remind everybody about the over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women that go coast-to-coast, border-to-border, getting the products through from here, there, and everywhere. We also want to remind you all about the great drivers that happen to work for our companies like, FedEx, and we also try to include in that the local drivers that are out there, the local cartage and bondage carriers as well. And you can find us, by the way, on MeWe, on Gab, on Parler, on Getter, on Truth Social. We're also on Twitter, and the website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yippee-yo, Cal Patty. All right, let's get into the pledge and then get moving along. We do have a caller, so are you ready?
Yep.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. All right, let's go to the phone, and good morning, caller. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Palm Springs, California.
Yes, sir.
And I saw on my phone in El Paso a father and son, and the mean look on the father's face and his arms covered with gang tattoos. And these people coming in the country, we should have 150,000 Marines stationed on the southern border of Mexico, blocking these people from crossing the border in even near our country. And the true, and if some of them do, if I were the president, they would be under orders of shoot to kill to stop these goddamn people from coming in and invading our country. We've got to get tough. And if we have to pile the bodies up on the ground and make them run the other way.
All right. Thank you very much for your call, caller. We appreciate that. Well, I don't know, Denise, what do you think?
Well, look, the administration the Democrats, had 2 years. Because they controlled the House, they controlled the Senate, and they controlled the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And they could have done an awful lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
What we have really is an invasion. And I call it an insurgency. And, you know, we don't... If you're flying into the United States
yep.
from a foreign country, it is the airlines that are the ones that necessarily have to enforce the rules. That means the passport, the visas, and the security.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's because that's the setup. There is no setup if you come by any other way.
Mm-hmm.
And therein lies the problem. Now, the Democrats keep saying, and including Mayorkas, keep saying that Biden introduced, like his first day in office, proposed immigration legislation. What legislation do they want that they don't already have? What law
mm-hmm.
do they have to have that they don't already have?
Right.
And even if there were other laws, do you think that the Democrats would pass anything? The answer to that's no.
Mm-hmm.
Because they fundraise off of this. And so they're not enforcing the rules, the laws, and the regulations that we already have in the books, period.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody has asked the Biden administration, what's the top number? I mean, we're looking at the chaos at the southern border, and Marco Rubio said yesterday that, you know, they are talking to other country leaders in Central and South America.
Right.
And there's at least another million or so that are ready to come in, that are queuing up to come.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
What's the top number? We let these people in for years. We let in the Afghans. what is it? Is it 20? Is it another 20 million? Is it 30 million? We already have 30 million illegals here in the United States.
All right, hold that thought. Going to break. Caller, you hang on. You'll be the first one up when we come back. And I'll be right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere.
There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, and this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico, of course, is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And, of course, Geico has a website where you can go and you can get a cost comparison for the car you're driving. Maybe you're driving a truck. Maybe you got a motorcycle, or maybe you've got some other things that you can bundle on the car policy, bringing the policy down. For example, that would be the motorcycle, the ATV, a boat, or an RV. All of that would lower your car insurance. But where you really lower it is when you add your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance to it. Down it comes. Down comes the policy. Best way to do it, check them out, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and see what they can do for you. Okay, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Okay, we never really got into the congressional committee and what they had to say to begin with, and I want to throw that out there for the callers that are listening. I know they've got something they want to talk about here, but let's get into that for just a second. What on earth is this committee looking to do? I mean, do we really know, and will it get done?
Well, they need to have some kind of cooperation from the FBI or the Department of Justice, and they're not getting that with obvious reasons. But I think there are about 10 banks that are involved, and Comer has been able to connect and get 4 of the 10 so far to cooperate. And of the 4, they have been able to track, for the most part, 10 million from foreign national companies. And, of course, the media yesterday, you know, those that are opposed to what he's doing, they kept saying, well, you haven't been able to prove that Joe Biden has taken any of the money. Everybody else in the family has, including the grandchildren, but not Joe. Well, there's something very wrong with that picture, right? I mean, why would he be exempt when they were trading on his name? So, what he is doing, nobody disputed what Comer shared yesterday. They are just complaining about the fact that why are you going down this when Joe hasn't taken any money? Well, we don't know that yet.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, too, that we've been able to prove that Joe has lied many times because he kept saying he doesn't know anything about his brother's business or his son's business. Well, he does, because they've been able to show in emails that Joe Biden has been in meetings with some of these people.
Right.
They've taken pictures with some of these people. So he does know. Now, if the tables were turned, you know, they would be going after, and did, they went after Trump for a whole lot less. So going through all of this yesterday and some of the work that I had previously done on it, it's really quite fascinating what Hunter Biden was doing. And we still need to kind of get to the bottom of the fact that Hunter had all of these open doors to these shady characters around the world, Romania, China, Russia, you know, Mexico, and so forth. Well, Hunter just didn't dream up these people. So there's got to be some other connective tissue there. And that'd be one of the first questions I would ask Comer myself. But they're doing good work.
All right, let's go to the line. And first caller, Ian, what's on your mind?
Couple quick comments. I'll summarize it this way. You just told us what everybody knows. Politicians are crooked. Water's wet. The sun comes up in the east and sets in the west, et cetera. They're scumbags, okay? All right, number two, AOC got elected Congress back in 2018. She went in broke. She's worth $29 million now. Number three, the immigration thing. I didn't want to comment on it, but I am now. This ship sailed a long time ago. This power elite that owns this place is never going to stop it. They broke the borders back in 1965. Both of these parties have been playing us for fools. Yeah, they want their replacements. They want their scab labor. They want their supply of sex slaves coming in, and you ain't going to stop it. But here's the ultimate point. George Santos, that's indicative of how far we come. Yeah, he's a scumbag. You know what? He barely won. Here's why they're really mad. He barely won that race in Long Island. He actually campaigned on crazy more than the Democrats.
Right.
He hit every hot button. That's what they're mad about. He's basically an actor. And I think he should be staying in office. He's comedy gold, man. He out-Democrated Democrated. They didn't like it. He showed them. But that's the real reason why they're going after him.
All right.
Thanks, bye.
Thank you. All right. Go ahead, Denise.
I can't disagree.
All right. Well, now we'll get to Backgammon Bob and see what's on his mind. Don't get here, Backgammon Bob. What's going on?
Yes, sir, Captain. Well, two things. One, the border. What happens when a couple of hundred thousand more, or maybe half a million more, come in? They strain all of our medical resources down there. They strain all the civilian resources, and then the Bidens are going to want to just sprinkle them around the country random. This is not going to, the only way for the states have to do something about it, and that's what I think is going to happen. There's going to be a lot of chaos, and finally the people are just going to rise up, and the only thing they can do is, that's about it, Captain. All right.
All right, well, as far as rising up, I don't know what they're going to rise up with or what they're going to do. I know there'll be plenty of protests. I've heard that. What else have you heard, Denise?
It comes down to is the money. The state and the federal government are spending money that they don't have dealing with this chaos. And while they're spending all this money, the degradation of our infrastructure hasn't really been measured yet, and that is the burden on the healthcare system, the burden on entitlements, because these people are going to end up filing for something, the burden on classrooms, because now you're going to have translators. So the big thing is E-Verify. We haven't even talked about the fact that we've probably got, well, we now have well over a million, I think the numbers are up to about 1.4 million gotaways. We also haven't talked about visa overstays. We haven't talked about how many of those we have. We haven't talked about how many have been ordered by the court to be deported that haven't been deported yet. Ordered by the court to be deported and haven't been deported yet. So there's more discussion that needs to happen here. And when you've got Chicago, the mayor, Lori Lightfoot, who has declared a state of emergency for Chicago, you know, she's stomping her feet. New York is saying, okay, well, we can't, the city, that mayor, he goes, like, you know, we can't deal with this, so what's he doing? He's busing them to other places in New York. Now, sanctuary cities, I would say that there should be some legislation that we don't do sanctuary cities. these people can claim residency in Los Angeles being a sanctuary city, but they travel.
Yeah.
And these people can travel anywhere. We don't know who these people are. We don't know their names. We don't know their intentions. We don't know the diseases that they have. I've mentioned on your show a couple of times, we got a rise in tuberculosis. We got now a rise in polio. And God knows what else is coming across this border.
Mm-hmm.
So there used to be a threshold by which government officials protected the homeland under, you know, the guise of national security.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that threshold has been eliminated altogether. We don't even know what national security is anymore. So we're just in trouble all the way around.
Well, you won't get any argument with me about that. I totally agree with everything you just had to say there. In addition, we also have to understand that Joe Biden has now seemed to, at the last minute again, shifted gears a little bit on the border and has adopted some of what Donald Trump was doing.
Yeah, not enough. I'm not impressed.
Too far, or too little, too late, right?
Pretty much.
All right, we will see you on the rebound tomorrow. Have a great day.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out everything she has to offer, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight,
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
U.S.
USA News Update. President Biden's warning Americans about the consequences of allowing a U.S. debt default. Biden, during a speech at a community college in New York, also criticized a Republican budget proposal, arguing that GOP-backed spending cuts would put millions at risk.
21 million people at risk of losing Medicaid. Cut federal law enforcement officers. Cut 30 million veterans' health care visits.
The top Democrat in the U.S. Senate said Wednesday it's his understanding GOP House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is the only top congressional leader still willing to leave a debt default on the table. Border towns are bracing for the end of Title 42 on Thursday. Migrants are massing at the U.S.-Mexico border now, trying to cross into this country. The White House says the border is secure. However, Republicans say the Biden administration has ignored this growing problem for 2 years. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's the Captain Matt Bruce, and I'm talking to the author of Echo and Ramadi, Major Scott Husing, and his interpreter, Big Sam. Big Sam, the man. Okay, let's get going.
Now, Scott, the other thing is I know it's difficult as a platoon leader, company commander, and even further up the line to send young men into battle. And, of course, how did you keep your men motivated? Because you were in, let's be honest about it, you were in a basic part of hell for quite a while.
It was. It really defined what fighting was for us in Ramadi. And having had several combat deployments before that, the fighting was so kinetic. It was so frequent. I mean, 3 to 4 or 5 times a day in direct contact with these well-trained insurgent forces in such tight confines. And as we fought among the people, that is a great question. How do you inspire 250 independent souls on the battlefield under that type of pressure to do what needs to be done when they don't necessarily want to do it? And I'm not talking about a working party or driving a vehicle, but it's driving a vehicle down roads laden with improvised explosive devices and then having to squeeze the trigger on the rifle and take another human life. And to do that, I think you do it in a multitude of ways to inspire them. One, as Marines, we subscribe to the philosophy of leading from the front. I always wanted to be where my Marines were. I always wanted to be out front at that point of greatest friction where they may need a little extra help, but also give them a leadership philosophy in my absence. So when I wasn't there, they knew what to do when I wasn't there. And I like to keep it simple. It was never a page on the wall, but it was a short and simple
book. Well, I was inspired by two very well-known individuals. One of them was Major General Paul Valley. At the time, he was not a major general. He was a colonel. And he and my company commander, Norman Schwarzkopf, who later went on to claim in glory, they both told me, they said, you lead by example. You lead by inspiration. You lead by showing them that you're not going to ask them to do anything that you can't do yourself as good or better. Now, tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, if there was gear to move, I was there moving it. If there was a patrol, I was on it. And if there's a firefight, I was in it. That's just where I wanted to be. Now, the Marines, being Marines, they may not have always wanted their boss along with them, but it wasn't a democracy either. But again, I think you have to have a feel for what the Marines are going through. And as an enlisted man before, I think that gave me some perspective. But it also made me understand that there are other components of leadership that they don't teach us in the textbooks professional warriors read or the schoolhouses. And those are words like love and compassion and understanding. And those are the words that are written in between those lines in those books. And I think if you apply those, it makes you a better leader. And those are examples like you got too, Matt, from senior leaders that molded you along the way. That's what great leadership does.
Yeah, and it carried on over into fire service because the initial message here, and Sam, you can chime in on this, is it's not I, it's not me, it's not my, it's we. We go. We're a team. We're a unit. We do everything together, right?
That's absolutely correct. You know, me as an Iraqi, an Arabic, Muslim, and when I started working with the Marines, I felt like in the beginning, like I was thinking with myself, like I'm among foreigners. I don't know anybody. But with the Marines, after like a few days, it didn't even take a week or a month. After a few days, I felt they were always telling me like, hey, man, we got your back. Nothing is going to happen to you. It made me feel I'm part of a family, not just people that I'm working with. That's made me feel safe and trusted them.
And that was something that I had to foster. That climate within my command is they needed to be viewed as part of the team, not outsiders, because without their capability, bottom line is we couldn't speak the language. I mean, they were essential to our success as we interacted with the locals. I mean, I didn't need Sam to talk to the insurgents. They all spoke M16. I needed them to talk to the friendlies that were providing us information as we patrolled through their streets, through their houses at 3 o'clock in the morning, and let them know that, hey, we're not here to hurt you. We're here to help you. And that's what the Marines did, too, is help so many people that couldn't help themselves. I mean, we just couldn't have done it without them.
And, folks, I'm talking with Major Scott Houston, United States Marine Corps retired, as well as his interpreter, Sam. They're both in studio with me today. This is a very special day because the book Echo and Ramadi is catching on in the charts. And, by the way, it's one of the top 10 books, according to Military Times of 2018. And I'm telling you, it's going to be number one, Scott. It's going to be number one.
Yeah, it's been number one bestseller already, and to get that recognition and award from Military Times, very grateful to be one of the top 10 books to read in that vast network of all of our services, and we're really looking forward to continued success.
Now, you can get the book at Amazon.com, and then for all our truck drivers and the people that are out on the road that want to listen to the Audible book, they can go to Audible.com and just type in Echo and Ramadi, and they come to the book.
Go to audible.com, or you can click right on the hot button on amazon.com, too. If you just Google Amazon, Scott Husing, or Echo and Ramadi, go to amazon.com and combine hardcover, Kindle, Audible, whatever you
right, and it's also on my website in several different places, and my Facebook page is Echo and Ramadi. You see the picture. It's right there. Click on it. You go right there. Well, just a couple of final questions here for you as we talk to you. Again, Sam, we're just so honored to have you in our presence because I know this major would not be sitting next to me without you being there. I know that, and he knows it too.
Thank you. It's like I told him like in a short notice, I was like, hey, I'm having my citizenship ceremony on June 5th, and he said, I'm coming. You know, he dropped everything, and he came for me. It's really, you know, like when we did the citizenship ceremony yesterday, it was very emotional. You know, like I learned a lot of things from the Marines, and one of them, they don't shed tears. They are tough. You know, and I've learned that I try not to cry, only in very like special conditions and situations. But yesterday at the ceremony, I did. It was very emotional.
Not to be ashamed of.
Yeah, that's why I
have to admit it was getting a little dusty in that government building as well.
And I'll tell you, cool. I'll tell you something. Even the hardest hardcore combat veterans, and that goes to anybody you want to mention anywhere in history, they go off by themselves somewhere and they shed a few tears from time to time. But believe me, it happens.
Yeah. I wouldn't have missed it. And when I retired from the Marine Corps, Matt, in 2013, who flew out from Chicago? Sam and Ford. It was just, you know, it's an amazing network. It's an amazing brotherhood that we share. And it just continues to grow now that they're American citizens. I mean, you can't talk about a better success story than that.
And see, that's it. Because anyone that's been in combat, that's been through the situation you've been through, or going back to Vietnam, or going back to Korea, or World War II, and we're losing the greatest generation every day, more of them go, they understand. We all understand each other, what we've been through. And each generation before us has made it better for the generation after us to come ahead. We made it better for you because we brought out PTSD with our encounter groups. And now you have the situation where they're actually doing something about it. And we just had the VA Choice Act one up on us, signed by the president today. And that's going to help all the veterans, no matter what service they've been in.
It's all part of everybody putting some skin in the game, Matt, like you are with that bill. I donate a portion of the proceeds of Echo and Ramadi to SaveTheBrave.org, which helps veterans with post-traumatic stress. That's what we do, is connect veterans so they can get together in a safe environment and share what that very small component who've experienced what combat has to offer can deal with. And that's a real part of the healing process. And I'm committed to it at the beginning and end of every day. Is helping veterans is what it's all about.
And we're coming to the end of the segment here. And what I want to do, Sam, is I want to give you an opportunity to talk to the American people that are listening right now and all the veterans and tell them how you feel now that you're an American.
Well, I'll make it pretty short. Don't take your freedom, whatever you have, for granted. Look at me. I was born in Iraq in Baghdad. I lived my whole life. I didn't move here until I was 24. And it was a drastic change, and I'm really happy to be part of America. You wouldn't really know what you have until you go somewhere else, and you will see that what kind of bless that you have here.
Outstanding. We're happy to have you. And Scott, what do you want to reflect to the American people with your experiences, and especially about your book, Echo and Ramadi?
Well, I just want everyone to know that it's not a war story. It's a story about people that fought during some of the bloodiest
camaraderie,
mm-hmm. and they fought under conditions that most Americans can't imagine. And we do it willingly. We take an oath and we make that sacrifice. But it really is about the people and that power of human connection that sustains it while we fought, and still does this day. We're sitting here today in studio talking because of that immense brotherhood and the fraternity we enjoy so much.
And folks, I'm the Captain Matt Bruce. You've been listening to retired United States Marine Corps Major Scott Husing and his interpreter Sam. The book is Echo in Ramadi. He's a best-selling author, the award-winning book, already a top 10 military book of 2018, according to Military Times. Buy it now on Amazon.com or go to Audible.com. Scott, thank you very much. Sam, thank you very much. Pleasure meeting you, my man.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Matt.
All righty, and an update on Sam the Man. He got married. He has a family. Lives in the United States in California. We'll be back with more right after these messages. And the Watchdog on Wall Street coming back with us. Go anywhere.
Let's celebrate. Come on. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, thank you very much, Kathy Curtis. This portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. And Moss Acura is located on North Florida Avenue, right beside Moss Nissan. Now, program note, I am going to be at Moss Acura and Moss Nissan with the big Trump bus next Friday, the 26th. And I'll be there from noon to 6 with a whole bunch of Trump swag and some secret unidentified people that we can't tell you who they are yet because we don't know ourselves. But we'll have some members of the Captain's Army there with us as well. And you never know who's liable to show up and be on that bus when we come pulling in there. So you're going to want to stop and see what we're up to. You won't miss it. You will not miss it. It's got Trump all over it. It's that big 50-foot coast that he rides around in when he's down here going from event to event locally. Now, here's the other thing. Moss Acura, the home of You Serve, You Save. Yep, You Serve, You Save. That means all active military, all veterans, all first responders, that would be police, fire, EMT, active and retired too, and church pastors, active and retired, get a tremendous discount on the vehicle they're looking at, whether it's new or whether it's pre-owned. You also get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle.
and that means free tire rotations and free oil changes as well. So there you go. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. MossAcura.com. Check them out. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
I have a question. I asked you how close you lived to this George Santos, the congressman, who they've apparently gone after now. And you said you're, like, right next door to him? His district?
He's a district over from me.
Okay. What is the attitude like up there? Where's this big push coming from to get him out of there? Are you hearing any specific group?
Explaining specific group to what?
Is it Democrats? Is it Republicans? Is it the Holy Rollers? I mean, who is going after him up there?
I don't know who's really going after him up here. I mean, the guy, you know, made his bed. Matt, I mean, he's a habitual liar. I mean, the guy is a fabulous. He, you know, made up everything about his entire persona, his entire, you know, life story is a lie. He's been caught in a million different, you know, made up stories and, you know, false businesses and lies about everything. I mean, it's all came out right after he got elected and the Republican Party didn't know what to do with him.
Okay. And, that's kind of what I figured. But I also have heard, as everybody else has, I guess, that the Democrats want him out so they can put a Democrat in with, you know, replace the Republican.
Mm-hmm. Well, he won in an area that Democrats usually win in, but I'm sorry. I mean, this is not that you want as, you know, a member of your party. I mean, this is a guy that, you know, has just made everything up. It's been caught in a numerous different scandals, and I mean, I thought that the Republicans should have found a way to toss him from the get-go. I mean, it's just not a good situation by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, as you well know, the final approval in any candidate in any race anywhere in the country goes to the party that they're running with.
Well, all this stuff came out after he got elected, and it's a really bad look. I mean, the guy's a pretty much a joke as far as Congress is concerned, and I mean, it's involved in so many different things. You don't want this guy as a member of your party. And again, you know, I get the numbers and trying to run the House and all that stuff, but I'm sorry, I'd rather not have a criminal on my side.
Well, that's true. That's true. Now, let's talk about inflation, because the headline reads as following. Underlying inflation is still running hot. What are they talking about?
Well, it's still, you know, higher than they want it to be, but I don't think it's, you're going to, you know, the Fed talks about getting it down to 2%. I don't believe that that's going to happen. I think that, you know, one of the reasons why it's not going to happen is because of all of the government regulations that have been put into place that make the prices of a myriad of things higher. Discuss the average price of a car in the United States is close to $48,000. And again, it's due to EVs and the mandates that the government puts down. I did a story the other day talking about mobile homes, modular homes, and all the new government regulations that are put in place. It's going to make it make them all at least $5,000 more. That's inflationary, and the Fed can't do anything about it. And you know, we've almost got to almost learn to deal with it. But again, you know, it's inflation by government.
And of course, I'm trying to remember years ago. I'm going back probably, let's see, about 30 years. You could buy a 24 by 48 foot modular home with a garage attached to it for about $50,000.
Now it's much higher than that, and again, it's going up even higher because of all of the green initiatives that the Biden administration is forcing on the modular homes. And they're making them do them almost overnight. It's not, you're not even phased in, which, you know, it's difficult for a lot of these builders.
Now, if they're trying to get the inflation rate down to 2%, I can tell you I'm looking at the number of core inflation over the past year from the Department of Labor, and it was at 5.5%. That's a long way to get it down.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things are coming down. I mean, you're starting to see housing roll over and food prices starting to come down. But, you know, it's not going to happen overnight. And, you know, slowly but surely we'll get to that. You know, like I said, I think it's going to come down, but I don't think it's going to come down to 2%.
Now, a couple of things here. Let me see. Where's my clock? Okay, I got time. A couple of things here. First of all, nearly half of all Americans are saying we should not raise the debt ceiling, and nobody is paying any attention to them.
Well, I looked at a myriad of different polls out there. Some say that it should be a clean raise. Some say it shouldn't. The problem is that, you know, we've spent all of this money, and, you know, we just, you know, Republicans, and I want them to hold the line. I want them to hold up, the spending and to cut back. I like what McCarthy is doing right now. But the reality of the situation is that Republicans signed off on a lot of this stuff, too. They did, whether it be the, you know, some of the Inflation Reduction Act, or whether it be the omnibus spending bill, or whether it be all the COVID spending that took place under Donald Trump. I mean, you know, this is not just a problem. The spending is not a problem of the left. It's of the right, too. And, you know, we don't have, you know, many people in Congress that really give a damn.
Mm-hmm.
To spend and spend and spend and spend some more.
Now, I got something for you. Joe Biden made a comment yesterday. You probably heard him say it. He claims to have cut the deficit by $1.7 trillion. Did he?
All it did, all it was COVID spending that went away. He didn't cut any. I mean, our deficit continues to grow. Our debt continues to grow. People don't understand the difference between deficit and debt. We are still spending more than we're taking in, okay, which is bad, okay? You don't want to spend more than you're taking in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand, you know, how people can't get their arms around that concept.
Mm-hmm.
And we keep going on. It's over $30 trillion in debt. And it never ends. And it's both sides. I mean, I'm sorry, there has to be some compromise.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we spend unlimited amounts of money on defense. I mean, we just can't. It's gotten to the point where, got to keep up with inflation, got to spend more, got to spend more, got to spend more. I mean, we spend more than the next six countries behind us combined. At some point in time, we have to have some cuts, and we have to create greater efficiencies. Just can't go on forever.
Well, somewhere along the line, they're going to wake up when they're looking at the tail end of the taillights pulling away further from them, because the debt is totally out of whack, don't you think?
It's been out of whack for a while, but I mean,
All right, my friend, I will talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. Have a great day. All right, that's Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com is his website. Go over there, check it out, find out all the different things that he has going. And I will be back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.